Call to order Board of Works for February 24th. Need approval of the February 10th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. First up, Parks Department. And he's not here?
Thank you, unless he's on me.
Okay, how about Police Department?
You have double the time now, Bob.
Well, that's good. This is actually almost a two-month report because I did the end of year last month, so. We've already responded to 1,304, cases or incidents this year. We've already arrested 122 people since January 1st, and five juveniles, 122 being adults. And we've referred 53 cases to the prosecutor's office after investigations asking for criminal charges. We've investigated a total of 85, accidents, 66 property damage, 5 personal injury, 14 hit and runs. We've issued 37 citations since the first of the year, and that could be a higher number according with accidents and stuff like that. We've got Taylor Butler still at the Academy down in Evansville. He's doing real well. He's running neck and neck for the Academics Award right now. I talked to him last week. He's loving every bit of it down there. Ian McVay will be going to the Academy in Plainfield on May 11th. He's doing very well in his field training program, getting reports daily on him. We have just completed the hands-on item-by-item inventory of our evidence vault by an independent company, and they have installed the new barcode system, which is all computerized now. It's a lot simpler to control and check and monitor. The new cameras in the building are up and running. We're still tweaking here and there a little bit. It's 24-hour surveillance of all the evidence rooms to include throughout the building and outside corners. The new computer tracking key system for the vaults hopefully will get started on next week.
So when what happens with evidence when it gets a closed case or a file disposition?
About 75% of what we've got will be available for destruction.
Okay.
If it's something that's mechanical or metal or something, plastic, vinyl, it's destroyed. Basically, we take sledgehammers to it piece by piece, and then it's transported to the trash company. If it's something that can be incinerated or burned, such as the substances, marijuana and pills and stuff, we give that through the drop boxes in the community to the DEA, and it's incinerated.
I was just curious.
But the documentation is maintained in the vaults for case closed and what happened to it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. Street Department, Bryce.
Well, after consulting with the mayor and JP, we've got a scheduled for the hot box to crack seal this year. So we'll be doing that. We'll be starting that first of next week, weather permitting.
Okay. That's good. City engineer.
Had a lot of CCMG paperwork over the last 4 weeks. I did the closeout submittal for 2019-1. We are now under contract for 2019-2, which is CCMG, or which is Forbes Road, and we submitted an application for 2020-1. So we should hear back on that in the next 8 weeks or so.
Okay. Thanks, JP. Move on to new business. Hawk to adopt street closure. Liz Romani.
Hi, I'm Liz Romani from Valley Party Supply, and I'm here today to request the street closure of Du Bois between 4th and 5th Streets on March 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're partnering with the Animal Shelter to host a fundraiser in the store. We'll have the Easter Bunny there, and we typically have live animals outside the store, plus a bouncy house and outside games to encourage families and kids to come possibly adopt animals, and also with monetary donations and food donations for the Animal Shelter. We feel like it's safer to close the street off because we'll have a lot of people in front of the store. So, and would also like to request the use of traffic cones because we don't have any. please.
So the timeframe's 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you notify the residents in that block?
Yes. So we let them know that. Yeah. And we don't do the whole block. We just kind of do the space that we need.
Okay, so I'll make a recommendation that on Saturday, March 28th, we approve the street closing of Dubois between 4th and 5th Street, including the use of traffic cones from 10 to 2.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
Next is Our Lady of Fatima session request. Phyllis Hague. You should have information in your packet.
Yep.
With the map.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Hague. We're requesting permission for a procession on March the 15th. It's a Sunday. A procession would be start at 2 o'clock. It probably would last only about 30, 40 minutes. The route that we're taking is just about a half a mile. Go from Cathedral to 2nd Street, take a right, and go around the Catholic school, down 3rd Street to Main, up to 1st, and then back to Old Cathedral.
Okay.
And we'll need a police escort.
Right.
Okay.
Chief, you're okay.
Assistant
Terry's nodding his head, right? Yeah. So the other thing I might mention, I said something to Father Tony last week, that on the 14th is the 50th anniversary of the Old Cathedral being named a minor basilica. You know, and with the timing of this coming at the same time, it might be a way for the parish to celebrate, you know.
That is pretty awesome.
Both those things, yeah.
To be there.
There's only two minor basilicas in Indiana. The other's in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So, and very few across the United States. So.
Yeah, we're real happy to have it there.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'll make a motion that we approve the route as described for the Lady of Fatima procession, which will be at 2 o'clock and conclude at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Next is Safe Haven Baby Box contract, Breeze Johnson.
Good afternoon. I am Breeze Johnson, and this is Chris Harmon with Knights of Columbus. He's been my partner in crime here. We are here seeking approval of the Safe Haven Baby Box contract so we can move forward with the installation of the Safe Haven Baby Box at Fire One on at 10th and Vigo.
And just for you guys' information, they've been working on the generator for that station now for a couple months. That's part of this couldn't be installed if they didn't have a generator, and we were already looking at putting the generator there, so this just kind of coincides with it. So, and I know there were questions about, there's a $10,000.
Correct, there's a $10,000 installation fee. I have already raised $11,876 towards the installation of the baby box. The excess, Safe Haven Baby Box gave us permission to allow Knights of Columbus to hang on to the little bit of extra and overage. Mm-hmm. That might go towards the installation of the baby box as needed. Chris is, yeah, and advertising and so on and so forth. There was also a $200
annual fee.
Mm-hmm. I have, if I am unable to raise those funds, I myself will pay for that, you know, pay for that for the life of the box.
But some of the excess funds can be used,
yes,
for that.
Yes.
As well.
The $200
yes.
Is
yes.
An annual fee.
I'm financially responsible.
No, what Dave's saying is,
okay,
that you raise the money for the purchase of the box. Physically install it. Okay.
Install that.
Okay.
Yes. There you go.
Great. Yeah. Well stated. Yeah. Okay. Well, we applaud your effort here, Breeze, and also the Knights for the contributions and for the community, and we welcome safe passage into this process. So, I'll make a motion that we approve the signing of the contract as described for the Safe Haven Baby Box.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Great, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We have nothing under miscellaneous, so just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
That was quick and easy. But
so do we ever make arrangements with Osborne's boys? Ship stuff?
He is working on getting approval. He has written letters, and he thinks he's down to like the last step to finally where he can take it.
Okay.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
The plan is to get...